Okay, now it's time for Dear Scott, where we answer your emails and texts. We've got so many this week. A posh Radio 4 lady reads them out. We answer them. First one today.
Which one of you is Becky? I always pictured her to be like a WI woman. 60 years old, big poofy grey hair, jam everywhere. Ella.
Well, Ella.
Why
Ella,
are you laughing so much,
Ella?
Mark?
Just because I can't believe the accuracy.
Actually, there is a nice picture of you at Radio 1 Online at the moment,
no,
Becky.
Don't show that one.
Right on there on the homepage. Look, I'll show you, chappers. Hang on.
It looks like an old...
That's Keith
DJ
off the Prodigy.
Hang on. That's Lily Allen.
That's Lily Allen. That's Keith. That's Chris Moyles.
Yeah, where it says Becky camera. That's presume it's there, is it?
There.
Oh.
Now, that is a nice picture. That's Becky captured on the Becky cam at Radio 1's Big Weekend. On Saturday, I do believe. That was the top you were wearing on Saturday, wasn't it?
Can I just say I was asked to pose. That isn't me just natural. I don't sit there with that massive grin on my face.
It's a bit Matt Lucas, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Right. Anyway, Becky is the girl on our show, and she is in her mid-20s, not 60, and she's never been to a WI meeting.
And there's no jam anywhere.
Why do they picture you with jam everywhere?
I don't know.
It's very strange. Next.
Hi, Scott. Thought you might want to listen again to Greg this morning about 6:15 a.m. He was advertising the coverage of the Big Weekend on the red button, and the stuff he was saying would be on sounded rather shocking.
OK, this is on Friday's show, before Moyles with Greg. Let's have a listen then.
We'll get all these videos online for you, plus loads of photographs, and you can watch the live sets as well on the website, OK?
Right, what's wrong with that?
Loads of interviews, loads of live sets, so much business for you to get your teeth into.
Okay, I don't get it.
And the stuff he said you could see him and Joe Wiley doing was even more shocking.
Right.
And rolling continuously for a whole week, starting tomorrow, will be me and Joe Wiley on the red button, and you'll see full sets on there. So you're not going to miss out at all.
Now, I don't understand what they're saying.
You don't understand what they're saying?
Well, no, I don't understand. This person... Oh, I see. Oh, in that case, you've got a filthy mind.
And very bad hearing.
Full sets.
Yeah.
What do you think? Love, Scott Mugglestone. P.S. Do you still find moths are attracted to your white teeth?
Did you used to have this problem?
No.
Oh. I thought it was something that happened to you before I came on the show.
What, that moths would...
just fly into your mouth.
Fly into my teeth.
Yeah.
No, that's never happened.
Oh, OK.
No, I think you've got a filthy mind and you need to sort that out. Next one, please.
OMG, I love that so much as I am them, smiley. As soon as you said you were going to play that, I screamed and my friend was like, OMG, love you, Becky in Bury St Edmunds.
Now, I think that's a... text, OMG, that came in after we played the new JLS record on Friday on the show. They were at the Radio 1 Big Weekend. They did a little session in the live lounge bar. Becky was quite shocked at one point on Becky Cam.
Yeah, they were. I came back to the Becky Cam and my boss said, oh my God, the best thing's happening on the Becky Cam. And I looked through and it was JLS and right in the middle was the new member, the one that doesn't speak.
Wow.
He was having a lovely time. Waving to the fat. I think he didn't realise quite what was going on, but he did like it.
I think he was just showing them how to get messages to people on the computer rather than pretending to be in JLS. He was doing the typing.
No, he was loving it way too much.
Oh, no, I can imagine. I'm not doubting that he wasn't loving it. I'm just saying that he was actually doing the typing. They were like, write this, and he would write it. See? JLS also came up to me on Saturday, and they were like, oh, man, thanks for yesterday. And I'm thinking... What did I do yesterday? What did I do with JLS yesterday?
Oh, you didn't get drunk with JLS and disgrace yourself, did you?
Well, I didn't say it, but I was like, what do you mean thanks for yesterday? And then realised that I had played their record the day before, and that's what they meant. Yeah.
So you didn't get drunk with JLS?
No, I'm really not, no.
You didn't drag them into the signing tent with you, did you?
No.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. I don't know when you're coming down to Swindon this weekend, but we would love to see you in our pub.
Oh, it's too late.
We are welcoming everyone who likes a party. And believe me, we have such a party lined up this weekend. Friday, we have five DJs plus laser show till 4 a.m.
Sounds good.
Saturday, the UK's top erasure tribute act, plus DJs till 4 a.m. Hopefully see you here. Mark and Ben at the Mail Coach.
Oh, that's a shame.
Did you sneak out on Saturday night?
No.
Now look me in the eye.
I didn't. I think, do you remember Welsh Glyn off Big Brother? Randomly, he was in Swindon at the weekend, and he's like, do you want to go out? I'm like, no, I'm right, but I think that's where he was going, because I did hear talk of an Erasure tribute band. Erasure is some band from the late 80s, early 90s, aren't they, Chappers? Do you think they're on every week?
I don't know.
Because that might be worth travelling back to Swindon for, what do you think?
Really?
No. But thanks for the offer. I'm sorry I didn't get that a bit earlier.
Another time, maybe.
Another time. Thank you very much for that kind offer. Next.
Hi, Scott. Just heard you talking about Annie's T-shirts and wanted to say that we can do some for you.
Wow. OK, this is Annie Mack off Radio 1, who's got her own range of T-shirts, as we found out when we had a look on her website last week. The T-shirts have Whoop Whoop on the front and Annie Mack on the back. This also started off a whole kind of text thread on 81199 about other merchandise that Annie could maybe do, including a range of American bum bags, Annie Mac's fanny packs. I didn't see her with a stall at the big weekend.
Did you not?
No, I thought she might have set one up.
Let me know what you want on them and we'll see what we can do. Best wishes, Eileen.
Thanks, Eileen. What do we want on our T-shirts then, if we're going to have some?
I don't know.
Maybe Whoop spelt the right way, without an H. Let's not get that into that.
That'd be really showing Annie Mack, wouldn't it?
Let's not get that into that again, because it went off last week.
So you have a choice of anything at all on Scott Mills T-shirts, and you just want Whoop spelt as you would spell it.
Without an H.
Okay.
Next.
Scott A. Chappers. Becky. I live in the greatest country in the world, Canada. And my mum saw Dr. 90210. Firstly, my mum works at a local market and had Dr. Ray come through her till. The funniest part, though, is that when he signs something, he draws two boobs right under. Secondly, have you ever been to Canada? If so, what do you think? We live in London, Ontario, near the Thames River, and we think that you should come visit London faux show. Thanks, Ben.
Cheers, Ben. I have actually been to Canada, but not that bit. I've been to Vancouver, which I really liked.
Does that doctor then, even if you sign in a cheque, put a pair of boobs underneath?
Don't know. If you've not seen Dr. 90210, and you probably haven't, it's a show that I got into while I was on holiday. And it's on the E channel. You can get it here. It's called Dr. 90210, and it's about a guy called Dr. Ray, who is like one of the best plastic surgeons in Hollywood. And it's just a reality
there's
show.
There's a lot to choose from, I would imagine.
It's a reality show. And, apparently he signs everything with his name and then two boobs underneath, just so you know. I don't know whether he does checks. I don't know. Do check that show out, though, because you will like it. Just shut your eyes for the squeamish bits when he's actually doing the surgery. Next.
Roger is the proper term, meaning I received and understood your last message. So Becky should use it more. Dan, Army Radio Operator.
Thanks, Dan. This is on Friday when Becky was on the Becky Cam in Swindon and had a walkie-talkie. And you know what happens? As soon as you get a walkie-talkie, you do feel powerful. And so she was going, Roger, a lot. And now you know the correct kind of etiquette around it, so that's good, isn't it?
Because you were getting told off, weren't you, by everybody else on walkie-talkies, because all they were getting was you saying Roger all the time.
And apparently you're not meant to go yourself, the radio does that for you.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, rubbish.
Div.
Every time you were speaking to someone, were they getting two then? Because you
Yeah, because it would do the one and then I'd go
Yeah. Yeah. Last one.
Scott. Did you see Extreme Male Beauty on TV?
No.
You blates have to watch it. There was lots of naked man bits, which was quite funny generally. But there was a guy who wanted to look more like his idol, Peter Andre, and so had loads of cosmetic surgery. They had to take his nipples off and everything. Anyway, in the end, he looked like you. You have to check it out. Jess, off of Oxford.
Do you not have nipples, or something? Are they still there?
Very much so. So this is, what's it, Extreme Male Beauty. Mm. I missed this last week. Was it on Channel 4, yeah?
I haven't heard of this one.
Okay, so he went in to have surgery to look like his hero, Peter Andre, and came out looking like me.
He doesn't say on the letter whether he's pleased or not with the results.
You'd want money back.
A lot.
Thanks. I will...
But he probably has some nice teeth.
I probably will check this out at some point today, because it does sound like the kind of show that I would quite like. Let us know if you want to get in touch with us, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Do you think it'll be on 4OD?
Yeah, I'm just
We're just trying
it
to
now.
Have a look at the moment.
Please do, because that could be... Oh, I can't do it tonight, because we're going to that award ceremony. I will definitely watch it, though, because I'd like to see the results.
Yeah, it's on here.
Nice.